Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Reading today in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. Ephesians 5. And 27. I'll go back and read 25 to give you a little background. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church. That he might present it to himself. A glorious church. Not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. You hear that, didn't you? Amen. Colossians 1:20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him I say, whether things be in earth or things be in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Amen. Skipping down to the 28th verse. Whom we preach, warning every man, and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to the working which worketh in me mightily. Amen. Jude. Amen. As Brother Haver says, only chapter. Amen. A little further down. 24. I ought to read. Glory to God. 22 and 23. And of some have compassion, making a difference. Even God commands us to make a difference. Sometime. Amen. Even God sometimes makes a difference. He said, I will spare him as a man spareth his own son. Now, if you're going to make a difference, you'll make a difference in your own son and your own daughter. Huh? Amen. And God said, I'll do that sometime. Praise God. And glory to God. Of some having compassion, making a difference. And that's a message in itself. Yes. The reasons for that difference. One reason is they came. Another reason is they asked. Another reason is I was there. Another reason is I was on top of the situation. It became my responsibility to do it. Amen. And all those things, all those qualifying elements coming together makes the difference, folks. Amen. Big difference. That's not what I'm preaching on. Amen. Others saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted with the flesh. Read all that to get to this one. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. F-A-U-L-T-L-E-S-S. What's that spell in Ohio? Faultless. Before the presence of his glory with exceeding great joy. Whew. Glory to God. Amen. All the miracles of God are prerequisite to this greatest act of God. Pray for me that my power and anointing will do justice to this text. Here it is, Billy. The greatest act of God. Great God. What an order. The greatest act of God. As far as you and I are concerned, I'm going to preach on that this morning. And since it is the greatest act of God, and since there can be no greater, you may have to listen to it more than once. Because I may have to preach it at export. I may have to preach it at the camp meetings. I may have to preach it, amen, a whole lot of places that you'll go, amen, that I hope you'll like it every time. God, give this to me just this morning. And I'm going to break it out on you today. Here's the prospect that from the dust of human failure, from the hopeless mass of horrible infirmity, that from a people ravaged by the world, the flesh, and the devil, that from the sons of Adam condemned to death, that from a world of corruption and a hopeless despair, out of the populations of teeming millions rushing the regions of hell, and deservingly so, that God could in some great act present to himself a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Give the Lord a clap offering this morning. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Amen. All the miracles in the world. Thank you for $598 for Sister Bessie Lamb. Amen. All the miracles in the world were prerequisite to this greatest miracle. All of them were the means to the end. All of God's mighty works. Amen. Translate down to this. A glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Think about that. The greatest act of God. Can he do it? Can he sway it? Amen. What? Out of the dust of human failure, out of the hopeless mass of horrible infirmity, out of the people ravaged by the world, the flesh, and the devil, out of the sons of Adam condemned to death, and from a world of corruption and hopeless despair, out of populations of teeming millions rushing the regions of hell, and rightly so, Amen. That he could present himself a glorious church and give it to himself as his own gift to himself. Pardon the vernacular. There ain't nothing better than that. There ain't nothing greater than that. Amen. That's the best, Mama. Amen. And since he's going to give it to himself, the greatest and grandest of all gifts, I'll read it to you. He gave himself for it. Oh, God. Amen. I had a dream last night. I dreamed that me and Vince Wilson, the old patriarch, was about to make a trip together. We was going to go to camp meeting. Amen. He was sitting across the table from me as he had so many times eating. Amen. And he was about the same shape he was that time we was sitting across the table. Amen. Down in Barbeville, Kentucky, and I'd caught some fish and I was telling him how to eat game fish. I said, all game fish have the same bone structure, Brother Vincent. I said, you can take a great big bite out of the top of the back of that fish, and both sides of the tail area is free of bones on each side of the backbone. And he didn't pay a bit of attention to what I said. He just kept eating. He ate them the way he wanted to. Amen. I said, there's not any bones in that back. There's some little hair bones sticks out right at the top of the rib cage. And you can work on them later. But I said, there's some bites there. That all game fish. That's all bluegill, perch, bass, crappie. Amen. You name it. All game fish have same bone structure. And if you learn how to eat them, you don't have to be worried about bones. Amen. He just kept on eating. Just like he always did. Didn't. Amen. I was getting ready to make a trip with the old patriarch, and amen, I realized I was going to be preaching, but I told him, I said, Brother Vince, you do just like you feel like doing. Amen. You climb up the Milky Way if you want to and slide down rainbows and sprinkle stardust and preach when you feel like it, Brother Vince. And he looked at me knowingly. Amen. And I knew that he would do it. I'd like for the spirit of Vince Wilson to get a hold of me this morning. Amen. Like the spirit of John the Baptist. Amen. Was amplified by Elijah's anointing. Glory to God. And I'd like to climb up some Milky Ways and slide down some rainbows and sprinkle some stardust. Amen. So if you don't mind, I brought the old patriarch along with me. Amen. And may God turn the pipes of God on this poor wretched soul. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, hallelujah, that the second greatest act of God is, amen, to allow us to be a part of our own redemption. Woo! To be a part of it. Here today, if we are saved, we are, amen, the Bible speaks of the friends of the bridegroom. How many would like to be a friend to Jesus this morning? We are, praise God, not only friends to the bridegroom, but if we're saved this morning, we're a part of that chaste virgin that Paul said to the Corinthian church that he was going to present to God. If we're really saved this morning, we are fellow heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And so when he presents to himself that glorious blood-washed, glorified throne, we'll be it. Amen. We are, as he said in 1 Corinthians 6, if you come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, amen, then I'll be a father unto you, and you can be my sons and my daughters. Hallelujah. And being sons and daughters of God, someday when he takes us home with him, inhabitants of that city, 1,500 miles long, and there's room for everyone. Give her honor to praise this morning. Hallelujah. What a task he has meted out for himself. It didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen by accident. It's a plan of God. It's the grand program of heaven to defeat the devil. Yeah. Amen. I read to you a little bit in Colossians. Some I didn't read in Colossians. Listen to this. Amen. Whereof I, Paul, last phrase of the 23rd verse, am made a minister. A minister? Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up that which is behind in the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister. This is very important. This is how God's going to do it. I'm made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which has been hid from ages. That's it. That's a mystery. I'm telling you what the mystery is. That he's going to present to himself a glorious church. Amen. Every man perfect. A faultless church. He's going to do it. To whom God will make known what's rich of his glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, that's us. A bunch of dirty dogs like us. A bunch of low-down heels like us. A bunch of wicked sinners like us.
Amen.
How's he going to do it? Amen. Merv Rozelle said, when God chooses to shock a nation, he calls a man or has a baby born. Amen. In any case, amen, it's us whom we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect. How are you going to do it? Preaching and teaching. Preaching and teaching. Amen. Did you hear what I said? This task greater than Hercules. How to convince sin-bound and shackled men to come out from among them. Amen. What method would he ordain to save men and present to himself a glorious church without spot or wrinkle? What method? Amen. I want to whisper to you, Jimmy. Preaching. Do you hear me, Mama? Preaching. Did you hear me, Brother Ray? Let me yell it out loud. It's not a secret anymore. The mystery's been revealed. Preaching!
Amen.
Amen. You know who Paul said he was? Huh? He said, God ordained to save sinners, of whom I am chief. He took the worst of sinners. The chief of sinners. I mean the arch leader of sinners. From the headquarters in Jerusalem. Amen. and transform that sinner, that chief of sinners, so quick into a gospel preacher that the saints were scared of him. He didn't have nothing to do with him. I know him. I heard about him. Yeah, there. He's a chief persecutor. He's a chief murderer. He's a chief sinner. Hey, remember what they didn't know was, and the mystery they didn't fathom was, that a voice spoke from heaven at noonday, and a light shone greater than the noonday sun, and God's about to change the chief of sinners, amen, into chief among the apostles. A preacher, if you please. Did you ever wonder, amen, why that God chose walking back and forth and raising your voice and changing your intonations and stomping your feet? Amen. Bless God, amen, wringing your hands and praising God for emphasis and with all sorts of fill-ins, amen, that's preaching, brother. And Paul said that God ordained the foolishness of preaching to save men. And that's the second greatest act. Amen. He let us be a part of our own salvation by the gospel being preached. The foolishness of preaching. It's still foolishness to the world. Amen. I sit up here and I count the cars that sail by out there on Route 4. Amen. And they sail by every Sunday morning by the hundreds right while we're going to church. You know why they go sailing by? They don't like preaching. They don't want preaching. Preaching's foolishness to them. Amen. Hey, don't feel lonesome, boys, driving up Route 4. There's a lot of members that don't like it too much. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What method would God ordain to save men and make him a glorious church and present every man flawless and every man perfect? Praise God. The foolishness of preaching. And God is going to perform this humongous, Herculean, impossible, miraculous task and do it by preaching. Get ready. I'll make another profound statement. No matter how long it takes. Did you catch it? Did you get it? Did it soak in? Well, let me phrase it this way. Did you ever wonder why Jesus has waited this long to come and get the church? It's took this long to do it. It's took this many sermons, this many preachers, this many martyrs, this much suffering that Paul spoke about, amen, this much expenditure of self and sacrifice, amen. It's took this long to get where we are today. But God's still going to do it if it takes another 20 years, if it takes another 100 years, amen, if it takes another millennium, God is going to do it, Brother Croucher. Amen. John Rose, he's going to do it. And I'm glad for one that in all my failures, in all my sins, in all this dust and this ashes, amen, all this rot, that God didn't quit on me. And you'd better be glad he didn't either. Amen. He's still working on us. Ew, glory to God. But he's going to have, amen, a church, a bride to present to himself. Picture this. Amen. A voice will echo in eternity. Who giveth this woman, this spotless bride, amen, to be united to this man? Amen. And a voice says, I do. And he changes places again. And then the bride comes together. He does it all himself. He gives his bride to himself and takes the place of the bridegroom. Praise God. All in one grand and glorious spectacle of a universe. Operation. Hallelujah. He presents his church to himself. A spotless virgin. Amen. He takes care of the betrothal. He takes care of the wedding arrangements. He takes care of all the expenses. Amen. He presents the bride and gives her away. Amen. And presents himself as the bridegroom. Whew. Amen. It's almost too much for my finite mind. Amen. How will he do it? A little bit about the struggle. Amen. As I rush to a close. Amen. Keep yourselves in Jude in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Amen. Why did he say keep yourself? Because he said how that they told you there should come mockers in the last time and should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, have not spirit. And when they do that, you'll be tempted to do it too if you're not very careful. Yes. Amen. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And since you were rescued yourself, amen. And when people who have been rescued themselves make it too hard on their fellow man that needs rescue, and the Bible said, when we judge and we're doing the same things, we are without excuse.
Amen.
And that man that came and got forgiven of a whole lot loved much. And that man that came and got forgiven of a little bit loved a little bit. Amen. And that man that was forgiven of that humongous debt, free, gratis, it got his fellow servant and got him by the collar and said, pay up. But wait, didn't the master just forgive you of a $3 million debt? All I owe you is $50. Pay up. Amen. But the judge heard about it. He said, didn't I forgive you of a $3 million debt? And you forgot so quick. And you got your fellow servant by the neck and demand him to pay up full price. Or you'd put him in prison. Take this man. Get him out of my sight. Take him to the prison. Amen. Bible speaks of a great transgression. That's coming off close to it right there. Amen. When we was low down nothing, and God saved us. Amen. We're supposed to try to save others. Glory to God. Amen. That's a struggle. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. And some having compassion, making a difference, and others say with fear, pulling him out of the fire, hating even the garment, spotted with the flesh. Now, the end of the struggle. The greatest feat of all that was ever pulled off. This breaks all Guinness Book of Records. Him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding great joy. Amen. Did you notice, if you ever look at Concordance, take a look, there's three kinds of P-R-E-S-E-N-T. Amen. In the Bible. Three ways to use P-R-E-S-E-N-T. One is present. That means a gift. The other is present. That means you're there at any given time. It's the opposite of absent, in case you spelled same way. Amen. And the other is a verb. Present. It's all spelled the same way. That's why the English language is so hard for foreigners to catch on to. You know, we've got so many words like that in the English language. Amen. One's an adverb and one's an adjective and the other is a verb. Amen. And but the one I'm using is a verb. Praise God. A presentation is about to take place. Instead of singing, "Here comes the bride," first, we sing, "Here comes the groom." And when the groom appears in the heavenlies, hallelujah, because you see, he's the center of attention. Then we begin to say, "There goes the bride to meet him." Hallelujah. Amen. It's like, praise God, when Rebecca, you know, was riding along with Eliezer on that camel, you know. Amen. And somebody comes walking out into the field. Praise God. Who was it? It's the groom. Amen. Rebecca said, "Who is that?" Amen. And Eliezer said, "That's your future husband." She quickly dons her veil and lights off the camel and runs to meet him. Praise God. The groom is going to appear first. But God is in the process, amen, of bringing his bride home. And oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever all his saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Amen. An Isaac type of Christ was comforted. Amen. And Rebecca was rewarded. As they sang this morning, Rebecca had to make a decision. She had to be a part of her own deliverance. Amen. When Eliezer said, "Will you go?" There was silence in that house for a brief moment of time. Did she decide immediately? Did she say it quickly? I kind of think she did. She said, "I will go." Three words. Amen. Three words signaled. Amen. Rebecca, that had watered all those camels, that had announced the coming of Eliezer. And all the other girls snickered about his dress and about his attire and about his attention to those that came to the well that day. There was one he invited. He said, "God, if you've really prospered my trip, let it be, Lord, that of the maidens that come to draw water, that the one that offers us hospitality and water, let that be the one." And Rebecca did it. She not only gave water to Eliezer and the servants, but she watered the camels. She had a pitcher on her shoulder, folks. And today the Lord's looking for a bride that's ready to work. Work? Yeah, work out your own salvation. Make your own decision. Say, "I will go." Amen. She said, "Go into the city," said, "you'll find a man carrying a pitcher of water on his shoulder." Amen. "And ask him where the upper room is at the Lord. He'll show you the way." The Lord likes to use people. That'll work. I mean good old hard work. Good old hard labor around the house of God and the things of God. Amen. So there I'll eat my supper. Would you like to take Jesus home with you for dinner today? The decision's up to you. Amen. It's up to you. Hallelujah. Stand with me. Father, challenge our hearts this morning to be a part of our own glorification. To be a part of our own deliverance. To be a part of our own perfection. And however long it takes, don't give up on us, Lord. Give us another chance to do better. Give us another chance to do more. And forgive us for our insensitivity to all the need around us and to all the brokenhearted that we need to heal and to all the sick that we need to heal. All the burdens we need to help bear as much as we can. We may not be able to take away all the scars of sin, ours or anybody else's. But we can present the blood, the Son of God, who's going to present himself a great and glorious church made out of people like us. Who are so unworthy. In Jesus' name. Amen. As we sang, we invite you to God's altar of prayer. And you can make your decision like Rebecca did. You can make your decision. Amen. Like the church of the ages has. And this the last days. You can be a part and parcel of the greatest act that God will ever perform. Amen. The presentation. Be a part of it right now. Come on. While they sing. Amen. Come on. While people are already kneeling and praying and seeking the Lord. Come on this morning. Let God take your load. Let God take your burden. Hallelujah. Come on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.